November is National Novel Writing Month. WDIY volunteer Janet Norwood spoke recently with Bethlehem author Kate Reculia about her newest book and what it's like to be a writer in the Lehigh Valley.
Kate is the author of three books so far. This Must Be the Place was the first one, The Bellwether Rhapsody, and most recently Tuesday Mooney Talks to Ghosts, which just came out
October 8th this year. This is the first book. Tuesday Mooney is the first book that I wrote since moving to Bethlehem. I lived in Boston for 11 years, worked full-time, wrote my first two books on weekends, and after Bellwether Rhapsody came out, I was like, I'm ready to sort of take a freelance leap and see what it's like, but I cannot afford to do it in Boston. So I moved to Bethlehem. And of course, then I end up writing Tuesday Mooney, which is this book set in Boston and very much about missing Boston and processing what I learned and my experiences in Boston. I worked in finance and I worked in fundraising. So it's an adventure story sort of built on an Indiana Jones model, but it's full of a lot of stuff about what is wealth, what is generosity. It starts when a very wealthy man dies and he leaves a treasure hunt in his will, and all these characters kind of get involved trying to find it. But what is treasure? Is it monetary or is it the discovery of the self in others? Very character-based.
What did you expect from Bethlehem as a creative person? And what did you find when you got here?
I did not expect or realize the incredible variety and breadth of musical opportunities for lay people, I guess. Like, I love music. Bellwether Rhapsody is about music. I played bassoon in high school, but that part of my life had kind of gone away. And now I'm in the Bach Choir of Bethlehem, and I love it. It's something I'd never expected to do, but it means so much to me. So I expected when I came here, it would be different than Boston, but I didn't know that there would be so many opportunities to be an artist of many different stripes and just have that be part of your everyday life.
And you work at the library, the Bethlehem Area Public Library. So you sort of have a firsthand look at the community as well.
Yeah.
And how does the community use the library? How do you view that as a writer working in a space like that?
I just feel so grateful and excited to work at the library every day. Josh Burke, the executive director, has a very sort of like cheerful punk rock aesthetic. And it feels like a punk rock library. Like, we try stuff and have programs. We have a public recording studio in the basement. We just had a concert on Monday night that got very loud and like metal, like once the library was closed. And there's always this sense of we're looking to serve the community, take suggestions from the community, be a part of this really vibrant space here, artistically, intellectually, socially.
So it's November, which is National Novel Writing Month.
Yes.
So right now there are people out there trying to get their work
write
count
their
in for the day.
Yep.
Any advice for folks who are sort of aspiring writers?
Oh, just don't stop. I think NaNoWriMo is awesome because it just kind of helps you figure out what your pattern is and what your routine is. And that's how a novel gets written. It's habit. Octavia Butler, I think it's Octavia Butler, has this great quote, like, first forget inspiration. Habit is more dependable. Habit is what will get you in front of your computer or your tablet or whatever and make the book happen. And NaNoWriMo is kind of like a boot camp for that. So don't stop, but also don't be afraid to take breaks. Because, like, I don't write every day. I can't write every day. It's, like, too much. Not good what I produce. So yeah, don't stop, but be kind to yourself.
Kate Reculia will be one of four local authors signing books at the Barnes & Noble on Southmont Way in Easton on Sunday, November 24th. Proceeds from the book fair benefit Bethlehem Area Public Library's new Coolidge Satellite Library. Kate will also be reading and talking about Tuesday Mooney at Lehigh University in March. You can find out more on her website at katereculia.com. For WDIY, I'm Janet Norwood.